Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to a midweek episode of The Emma Gunn Show and some more bullet points. Now, after the last midweek show called Are You OK?, there was a really overwhelming response. So first of all, thank you so much to everyone who took the time to listen, and also thank you to everyone who took the time to get in touch. I really, really appreciate it. It was a real reminder, actually, how important it is to keep the conversation going around mental health. Because you never know who might need it. And actually, I didn't realise how much I needed to make that episode as well. So I'm really glad that we can keep revisiting this topic in a way that I hope is helpful. And in that episode, I talked about a checklist that I wish I'd had when I was struggling with my mental health, as it may have allowed me to check in earlier and take action before things really spiralled. And I got that diagnosis of severe depression and anxiety. And also, if I'd had that checklist earlier on, would I have got to that point? Would I have been able to course correct really easily, really simply, and just snapped out of it? Who will ever know? But as soon as I stumbled across that checklist, I thought, yes, I really 100% need to share this. And from the responses I've had, both from people who have worked their way from diagnoses of depression and or anxiety or other mental health diagnoses, and also from people who felt they were on a downward spiral, it seems that the checklist really hit home. And if you haven't heard the episode, then I'll put the link in the show notes so you can find it very easily. But as a result of the response, I wanted to stay on the topic in this midweek show. And bizarrely, I was sort of, you know, formulating the idea in my head. How can I follow up on Are You OK? And this week has been a bit of a research week for me. And a book I'm reading at the moment featured something that really fit in very neatly with a lot of the questions and queries and emails and messages I've been getting from you, my most excellent listeners, about spiraling into negative thoughts and how a lot of people said that Are You OK? episode made me realize I was creating a negative reality that wasn't actually real. And that kept coming up time and time again. And I just want to say before I move any further, I'm not for a second saying depression is all in the mind and you just have to think positively. Obviously, it's not as easy as that. It's a very complex situation. But if, like me, you are someone who can think negatively and then believe that version of the world that your negative thoughts have created and told you, that can sometimes be a really hard cycle to get out of. And as I said, I was reading this book. I was actually researching something completely different, a book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Dr. Daniel G. Armon. It was a brain scientist based in LA, which is all about brain health, actually. And there's a lot to focus on in the book, like brain types and negativity and how to turn negativity on its head and these bad habits the brain can get into and how you can fix that via various means. It's all very complicated. Where I've got up to in the book, which isn't even a quarter of the way through, I'm utterly fascinated. But I was thinking, I'm going to follow up on Are You OK? And it was percolating at the back of my mind. And as I was reading it the other day, I came across this particular section and just thought, wow, this really complements the Are You OK? episode and the messages I've been getting quite nicely. And so I thought, well, I'll share it with you. So I've heard of Byron Katie before, and maybe you have too, but I've actually never done a deep dive into what she puts out into the world. I definitely know of a few friends who've mentioned her to me, and I think I've seen her on other people's feeds. I think she might have done some big podcasts as well. And I think she's been quoted at me a few times by friends and maybe even by guests of this podcast, but I've just never really engaged. But in this book, I learned about her story. So top line information, obviously. Katie suffered from severe depression for many years to the point where she was suicidal, couldn't leave the house and was unable to care for herself or her family. And this went on for many, many years, but she had a very profound light bulb moment when she realized that when she believed her thoughts, she suffered. But when she questioned her thoughts, she didn't suffer. So essentially, from this point, she developed a way of interrogating her thoughts. And it's all documented in her book, Loving What Is, which I will put a link to in the show notes. But I wanted to share the top line info here because when I read this list of questions that she uses to interrogate her thoughts, I found it incredibly helpful and it made a lot of sense. And I wanted to share it with you. So the method involves writing down any thoughts that are bothering you and then asking four questions to do what Katie calls a turnaround, the goal being accurate thinking rather than positive or negative thinking, just more accuracy. So the four questions are, is this true? So is the thought true? Second question is, can I absolutely know for sure that it's true? Third question is, how do I react? How do I feel when I believe this thought? And the fourth question is, who would I be without the thought? Or how would I feel if I didn't have the thought? And after you've answered these four questions, you turn around the original thought to its opposite. So, for example, let's work through something. And I've been at this place before, so let's go for it. So for example, say your original thought is, my colleagues think I'm rubbish at my job. So you ask yourself, first of all, is it true that you're rubbish at your job? And the answer is likely that you don't know for sure. It's just a hunch. You're getting a vibe. Okay. So then you ask yourself if there's a way you can know for absolute certain that you're rubbish at your job. I guess you could ask for an appraisal, but is it likely that they're going to come back with the feedback, you're rubbish?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
So then you ask yourself how you react when you believe the thought that you think people are rubbish at your job. Does it make you feel less confident about the work you do? Does it make you feel insecure when you're at work, even if it's via Zoom? Does it prevent you from doing things professionally that you'd like to do for fear of failure, for failure of rejection? So now you ask yourself, what would you be without the thought? Well, perhaps you wouldn't have confidence issues. Maybe you wouldn't feel insecure and you would be more open to making professional decisions and maybe sharing your ideas in the workplace. So then you've asked your four questions. You know what the answers are. What's the opposite of the original thought? So the opposite of people think I'm rubbish at my job is people think I'm great at my job. And so then you ask yourself, well, which is truer? And the truth is you have no real way of knowing. But Katie's proposition is if you choose to believe the second thought more than you believe the first, then you will be happier, less bothered by the negativity attached to that original spiraling negative thought. And I wanted to share this because I read the questions over and over again, and I think they allow you to make a really helpful gear shift in your mind that might just steer you away from your thoughts, whisking you away on that mental, magical mystery tour of negativity, self-doubt, and sadness. I felt it was a really helpful and simple way to course correct, which is why I wanted to share it with you, because I thought it could be really helpful, especially so close and so soon after the Are You Okay episode, which I found really helpful too, if I'm honest. It's weird. Sometimes going back to and remembering what it was like can be helpful, but it can also be quite scary. It can also sort of make you feel a little bit frazzled afterwards. And I would be lying if I said that when I was publishing that episode, I didn't feel a little bit nervous. But the response that I got made me realize how important it is that we keep coming back to these conversations, because it's so it's so easy to get caught up into a negative spiral. And if these four questions can just help you gear shift away from negativity and steer yourself towards positivity, then of course I would want to share that with you. And so obviously this is not my original idea. This is all from this book that I'm reading by Dr. Armin and also Byron Katie. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the link to Byron Katie's social media, her book, and also the book that I'm reading in the show notes. But just as a nice helpful resource, just in case you wanted to explore any of it any further. But as I'm sure you can imagine, having looked into this, I feel as though this might be a conversation I'll try and have with Byron Katie. And I also really want to explore the brain health topic in more detail, because that is utterly fascinating and has really opened up my eyes. So stay tuned. And as ever, if you want me to explore any topics in any more detail, if you want me to get any specific guests on, I really do encourage you in these bullet points episodes to get back to me, DM me on social media where I'm at Emma Guns and let me know, or email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com and just let me know if there's anything you want me to explore, if there's anyone you'd love to hear here on the podcast, because trust me, if you ask for it, I go after it. I really, really do. It's been a pleasure to spend this time with you this week on this midweek episode. You know how honoured I always am that you tune in and give me your time. I know how pressured it is. So thank you so much. Stay well, and I will see you on the next one.